Coast Guard Petty Officer Patrick Brown is the Federal On-Scene Coordinator's representative on the ground in Dillingham, and he confirms that a fuel sheen was seen coming from the Lone Star Saturday, despite the successful effort last week to plug the fuel vents on the vessel. Brown confirms that the two primary work platforms for the response effort showed up Saturday from Dutch Harbor. The Magone Marine-owned tug Double Eagle and the response vessel Western Viking will both be used in the lightering effort.
So we're making progress when it comes to lightering. They're going to have to get set up. They're going to have to set some anchors because, as I've said before, the tidal conditions and the current get pretty crazy out there. So they have to set up their anchors, make sure their operation is safe and secure. And we're looking at, right now, the projected time frame to actually start lightering, hopefully Monday, Tuesday, somewhere in that time frame, where we can actually start the operation of beginning lightering the vessel and getting the diesel off board.
The Lone Star is carrying over 13.7 thousand gallons of diesel fuel, along with significant quantities of hydraulic fluid, lube oil, and gasoline. Brown says the tides and the currents in the mouth of the Agushik River will likely make it difficult to get all of the fuel off the vessel quickly.
We don't want to put the environment at any risk. So as of right now, the plan is to start the lightering operation during slack tide, and based on the environmental conditions, the tide and weather and such, if it looks as though it would be hazardous to continue pumping the fuel off board, which the high current associated with the tide would be, they're probably going to slow down, stop, that way we don't put the environment at any risk, and start up again when the current slowed down.
That could result in the lightering effort taking several tides or even days to complete. Petty Officer Brown notes that three members of the Coast Guard's Pacific Strike Team are on scene to assist in the effort to get the fuel off the Lone Star and recover the vessel from its location in the mouth of the Agushik River.
They're basically specialized in this sort of operation. They're part of the National Strike Force, and we have three strike teams, Pacific, Gulf, and Atlantic strike teams. And their whole purpose is to augment like sector anchorage, the unit I'm from, so that if we're short-staffed or if we don't have the skilled personnel, say in lightering or salvage or whatever the situation may be, they bring some more specialized training and experience to the table to make sure that these operations go smoothly.
The Lone Star sank in 18 feet of water in the Agushik River on June the 30th. It's still carrying 35,000 pounds of fish. The sinking has resulted in the entire Agushik section of the Nooshigak District being closed to set net effort, and there's a large 6-mile closure for the drifters around the mouth of the Agushik River. Those closures will remain in effect until the Lone Star is recovered from its current location. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.